Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Moment of Empowerment. This is your conference host and facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson, coming to you by way of Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining in with us on today. It is truly a pleasure to meet you by way of airwaves. This evening, we will be talking to you about God desires you to have an abundant and a prosperous Christian life. We're going to take a moment before we even go into the topic of discussion on today and just enter into the Lord's presence with a moment of prayer. Father God, we just thank you, we bless you, and we praise your name, that we can come together by way of airways, Father God, that you will be glorified in our midst. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, to just touch the hearts of the listeners on today, put them in a place of expectation to hear a word that is going to empower them, that is going to encourage them, that is going to equip them to continue in their Christian race. God, we bless you and we magnify you and we honor you for this moment, this opportunity that you have given us to join together. It is in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we do pray. Amen and glory to God. I am going to be coming to you today from the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 29, verses number 11 through 13. It is, in fact, a very familiar passage of scripture where Jeremiah was encouraging the people of God to just let them know that God desired that you have an abundant and a prosperous life. It is not the will of God for you to struggle. It is not the will of God for you to be in a position of lack, whether you have no joy, you have no peace in your life. So God is coming by way of airways today to encourage you even through the book of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for a good hope." Excuse me, I'm going to start reread that all over again. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope. Then you will call upon me and will come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Glory to God. God has a plan for your life that is connected with the purpose that he made you and that he created you. It includes hope for a good future. Even though your past may have dictated one thing, God has another plan for your future. Satan, in fact, looked at the past and what was, but God looks at the potential that he created in you and that is in direct connection with your future. I'm going to explain for you on today what exactly it means when you hear the word abundant. When you say that someone is abundant, it's not always material wealth that God blesses you with. Just the abundant to have joy and peace and happiness in your life and to have spiritual blessings that come through his Holy Spirit. That means that you are more than adequate. You are oversufficient and you have a life that is plentiful. When you say that you are prosperous, it means that you are strong and that you are healthy in your growth patterns and that you have success and that you flourish in your life and you do well. That's what those two words, abundant and prosperous, mean. For today, I'm going to give you five biblical keys to help you have an abundant and a prosperous Christian life. The Lord really has been speaking a lot to me lately regarding the number five, and we know that five is symbolic of the grace for the body of Christ, for the believers in the Lord Jesus. And with these five biblical keys that I'm going to give you, they're going to be points that are going to help you unlock that very thing in which the Lord has promised unto you, and that is abundance and prosperity. The first point is trust. In the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3, verse number 5 and verse number 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge God and allow him to direct your path." Even with trusting in the Lord, we have to get to a point as believers that we obey the Lord in all of his ways, that we will allow the Lord to direct and to order our steps. I encourage the listeners even on today to get to know what God's will is for your life. And if you don't know what God's will is, seek him through prayer. Ask the Lord, God, what exactly is it well, why did you put me here in the earth realm? And then allow God to speak back into your heart and into your mind and into your spirit. And what God is going to say to you is going to bear witness to the likes that you have. Also, as you are trusting in God, submit to him in every area of your life. You can't be both submissive and prideful. When we say that someone is prideful, that is simply that they don't feel that they need God. We're going to eradicate even the spirit of pride on today of God's way concerning your life. So oftentimes we try to be in control of our life. We try to dictate what's going to happen or how God wants to bless us. But when we trust in God, we allow God to order our steps. That's why the Bible says to trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not with part of your heart, but with all of your very being. And don't always try to figure out what God is doing in your life, but just allow him to lead you and to guide you and to order your steps each and every day. When you begin to do that, he is going to give you rest. That is when the peace of God is going to come upon your life and give you that abundant joy and that prosperous way of living. When you begin to rest in the Lord, you are freeing yourself from reasoning, trying to reason it all out, trying to figure it all out. When you are resting in God, the fear that you have in serving God begins to leave and entrust in him. The turmoil and the struggle and the worration that comes upon you when you try to figure it all out will begin to lift off of your life in a whole new dimension. The second biblical key that I want to give you on today is to let you know that you can have victory even in the battles that you face. A lot of times it's that spiritual warfare that you as a believer have to go through. In the book of Luke, chapter number 10, verse 19, the Bible says, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you." We have to realize as Christians that the battles that we face are in the unseen realm, a lot of them. And then they begin to filtrate over into the natural realm. That's why the Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness in high places, and things that exalt itself against God, against the word and the knowledge of God. And even with that, a lot of times the biggest warfare is in our mind. And even on today, the Lord is saying to begin to take authority over your thoughts. Pull the strongholds that are in your thought patterns that make you think that you have to live beneath the means that God has for your life. Instead of our emotions and our feelings governing and ruling us, as a believer, God has given us the authority to rule over those things that we think. Begin to speak and decree life over yourself. Begin to speak and decree the word of God over yourself. Know who your enemy is in the realm of the spirit. Doubt could be an enemy that would hinder you from living an abundant life, thinking that you can never acquire happiness and joy and peace in your life. All of those things come. That is spiritual warfare that you are dealing with and going through. It's there. You feel it, but you don't actually see anything. God is saying even on today to govern and to guard your heart against the schemes and the devices of the wicked one. Exercise the authority that God has given unto you in the measure of binding and loosing. Bind those negative thoughts, bind those negative words that you even keep speaking even over your own life, and begin to loose the power of God to just flow in your life in a whole new dimension, in a whole other measure than it has flown ever before, and watch God begin to work. The third key that the Lord is giving you to have an abundant and a prosperous life is the power of forgiveness. So oftentimes we hold on to things that that we have gone through, things, people. We hold up unforgiveness in our heart. But if we have unforgiveness, it hinders God from blessing us. In the book of Mark chapter 11, verse number 25, the Bible says, "When you pray, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that the Father in heaven may also forgive you of your trespassing." The power of forgiveness would destroy those things that the enemy tried to continue to present before you. what would be now in the body of Christ that really hinder people from getting everything that God has for them is the unforgiveness that we see in operation. The spirit of unforgiveness destroys churches. The spirit of unforgiveness destroys individuals. It destroys businesses. It destroys marriages and families, even friendships. Satan can magnify a situation and make it seem much bigger than it actually is. But when you begin to forgive them, because a lot of times people don't even realize what they are doing. They're just being people. But be the bigger one that you can have victory in your life and forgive them. And at that point, you release them from the all. You release them from the trespass that they committed against you. That when you go to God, there is nothing that is going to hinder God from moving on your behalf. The fourth key that I'm going to release on today is the power of prayer. When you begin to pray, there's nothing that God will withhold from you. Glory to God. The power of prayer. How much time do we spend in praying to God and seeking God on behalf of situations that we are facing? In Hebrews 11:6, it said, anyone who comes to God believes that he is God and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. When you are seeking the Lord through prayer, going to him and petitioning him, you have to believe that God is going to do exactly what you are asking him to do. God is bigger than any situation that you can possibly face. It doesn't matter what kind of circumstance you're in. It don't matter what resources you like or what inadequacies that you have. God's word can give us victory. And when you are walking in a place of victory in your life, that's when the abundance begins to come in. That's when the abundance begins to flow in your life. If you are not currently praying the word over your life, pray the word over your life. Pray the word over situations that you face. Look in the word of God and see what God is saying pertaining to the very things that you are facing, the very things that you are battling with. And I guarantee you, when you begin to talk to God about those mountains that present themselves, you will begin to find that the mountains will begin to get smaller and smaller in your life. And then before you know it, now you have joy and the peace of God resting in your life. When you pray and when you go to God, expect that he is going to give you an answer. Oh, God, don't go to God and pray and then don't expect that he's going to answer. He said, I hear the prayers I hear when you come to me and you petition me, whether it's on behalf of yourself or whether you are petitioning on behalf of someone else. The Lord says that he hears you, and expect that he is going to answer you by faith. The fifth key that I'm going to leave you with on today that is going to unlock some things in your life is the power of giving. Glory to God. In the book of Luke, chapter number 6, verse number 38, the Bible says, let me get over there to that particular passage of scripture, give, and it will be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Plant those seeds, sow those seeds, and the size of your seed will determine the size of your return. Maintain your seed, water your seed with faith. Don't doubt that God is going to move, but expect that he is going to give you an abundant and a prosperous life. Now, the biggest thing is to remain focused. Now that you have these five keys, make a conscious decision today to walk in the blessings of the Lord. I release joy, peace, happiness, and a sound mind to you by way of Blog Radio. Do be blessed and stay tuned for next week's broadcast of the Moment of Empowerment. This has been your host and facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Do be blessed.